I'm joined on the line by Chris McGreal, who was in Braga yesterday but is in Benghazi again now. Chris, I understand you essentially left Braga with the rebel forces.
Yes, they turned and fled in the face of a very intense rocket barrage by Gaddafi's forces early yesterday. The rockets came in their dozens, scores, really battering, and there was no response that the rebels could offer. They didn't have the heavy weapons to reach the rocket batteries, which were many kilometers down the road, and they had no means of either hiding or defending themselves. So they simply turned and fled from the town, racing up the road in hundreds of vehicles. Some of these vehicles resemble the technicals, as they were known, that you used to see in Somalia, pickup trucks with big heavy machine guns mounted on the back. Others were saloon cars packed with fighters, and some were towing anti-aircraft guns. But there was certainly an element of panic about the whole thing, as a lot of the younger fighters who really had no experience, no military experience, and had just grabbed weapons to go to the front, just turned and fled as fast as they could.
It does sound very much like the rebel forces are facing a much more superior force.
Certainly, they're facing a better armed force. We assume that many of Gaddafi's forces are obviously better trained. They're professional soldiers to the extent that Gaddafi has a professional army, perhaps better trained, as I say. The rebels don't have the kind of weapons. They certainly don't have the aeroplanes. And Ras Lanuf, the town that fell before, was bombarded by warships from the sea, it appears. And these large rocket launchers that Gaddafi's forces are now using to kind of clear the road and ahead of them, just drive the rebel forces away without incurring any great losses themselves. Certainly the rebels don't have that. So, they are facing a much better armed force, for sure.
Does this mean that Gaddafi's forces will inevitably just continue sweeping eastwards, or could their progress be stalled still?
No, I don't think there's an inevitability about this. I mean, what's happened over the past three, 4 days has been very small towns have been taken by Gaddafi's forces, and then they've moved rapidly across what is essentially, you know, roads through open desert. Now the rebels have last major town before Benghazi. It's about 100 miles away. It's called Ashdabia, and that's a town of 135,000 people. Now, the rebel leadership last night was saying it's going to make a stand there, and that it was drawing Gaddafi's forces into fighting what they described as, you know, much more equal terms, which is street fighting. And if we look at the difficulty that Gaddafi had retaking the town of Zawiya, just 30 kilometers from Tripoli, how many days that took, how intense the fighting was, I think that, you know, there are reasons, good reasons, to think that that he's going to have some very serious problems continuing the advance. He's got to fight his way through Ashdabia. His supply lines are much more extended than they were in taking Zawiya. And then even if he gets through Ashdabia, which how well the rebels defended, he then faces Benghazi, a city of more than 500,000 people, which is really the heart of the uprising. It rose up. It was in some ways quite a bloody uprising, and many people here are armed. And I think it really is a wholly different prospect for him to for his army to fight their way into this city.